Hi everyone, you're on with Listen to L Boogie. This is my fifth season, and today is January the 26th, 2023, and the first incident I'm going to cover concerns the death of Tyre Nichols. He was a young black male in Memphis, Tennessee, that was beaten for 3 minutes severely by five other black police officers. I'm going to cover this story as soon as we return from this short break. Happy New Year. Hi everyone, you're back on with Listen to L Boogie. We're going to dive right into our first story for fifth season. It involves five Memphis police officers in the murder of an unarmed black man at a traffic stop. Excuse me. Okay, here we go. Five officers fired after Tyre Nichols' death were directly responsible for his physical abuse, police chief says. Other officers remain under investigation in connection with a traffic stop that led to Nichols' death, Memphis Police Chief C.J. Davis said in a video Wednesday night. Five police officers in Memphis, Tennessee, were accused of violating department policies in a traffic stop that led to the death of Tyre Nichols were directly responsible for his physical abuse, the city's police chief said Wednesday night. In a video statement, Memphis Police Chief C.J. Davis said other officers remain under investigation in connection with alleged policy violations during the January 7 stop. Some infractions are less egregious than others, she said. The five officers terminated last week were found to be directly responsible for the physical abuse of Mr. Nichols, Davis said. Davis called the incident hideous, reckless, and inhumane conduct. She said people can see for themselves when body camera video of the stop is released in coming days. I expect you to feel what the Nichols family feels, she said. I expect you to feel outrage in the disregard of basic human rights, or our police officers have taken an oath to do the opposite of what happened on the video. Davis asked people to protest peacefully and said authorities would review the department's specialized units to ensure officers follow department policies during encounters. Lawyers for Nichols' family have said that some of the officers involved in the stop were in unmarked cars and part of the department's organized crime unit. Mm-hmm. The five officers were fired last week after an administrative review found they allegedly violated use of excessive force and duty to render aid policies, among others. Previous efforts to reach the officers have been unsuccessful. Efforts Wednesday night were also unsuccessful. Lieutenant Assisia Gage Rosario, the president of Memphis Police Unit, did not respond to a request for a comment Wednesday night. She also previously declined to comment on the officers' alleged conduct or their firing. The citizens of Memphis, and more importantly, the family of Mr. Nichols, deserve to know the complete account of the events leading up to his death and what may have contributed to it, she said in a statement last week. Two Memphis Fire Department personnel described as being involved in Nichols' initial patient care were relieved of duty amid an internal investigation into his death, a department spokesperson said Monday. Authorities have provided few details about the stop that led to Nichols' death. In an initial statement, the police department said he was pulled over for reckless driving, and a confrontation followed when he tried to run away from police. Nichols, 29, complained of having shortness of breath and was hospitalized in critical condition. He died 3 days later. The Shelby County Medical Examiner's Office has yet to release an official cause of death. A forensic pathologist hired by Nichols' family found he suffered excessive bleeding caused by a severe beating, a lawyer for his family said Tuesday. After reviewing the video of the stop, the family's lawyers compared his treatment to Rodney King, saying he was the victim of an unadulterated, unabashed, nonstop beating. The case is also being reviewed by the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation and the Department of Justice, which announced last week that it had opened a civil rights inquiry. Okay, so we have five black Memphis, Tennessee police officers in this case acting like they're white fellow police officers in this instance. Now, this is what makes this case different. Because the usual suspects this time. This time you have five police officers who is evident that they were under an impression that they could do this. Even if he didn't die, they could get away with beating this man just for running from them. And nothing would happen and nothing would be done. So now you have five black officers who have been fired from their jobs, not on administrative leave like some of their white counterparts. In no time they revealed the officers' names, all five officers' names, and all five officers' pictures. So this should let present black police officers all over America know that you all are not blue. Y'all are black in blue uniforms. And you are not going to be afforded the same treatment that your white fellow police officers get during an incident of this magnitude. So why would you be stupid enough to think that you could actually get away with the same thing that your white counterparts get away with? Well, this is an example. I'm sorry that this had to happen. My heart goes out to the family because no one should have to go through this right here. You know, the murder of a loved one. Just another black male, unarmed. If he was resisting arrest, they are trained. Use your baton, hit him on the back of the leg, disable him, knock him down. And then handcuff him, pick him up, and throw his behind in the police car. He's alive, and you have your jobs. But no, that was too much like right. Because it was too much like right, because they wanted to act like they were white. You know what I'm saying? That's exactly what it was. Some people won't say it, but on my show, I speak truth to power. And this is exactly what it was. And guess what is going to happen to these five black officers? They are going to barbecue their black asses. And they're going to jail. Well, that's all I have to say about that. This is my first episode for 2023. And as soon as I get this to act properly, we're going to end this episode with a Happy New Year. This is my first episode for 2023. Happy New Year. And I'll see you guys again once God leaves his footprints in the sky on our next episode of Listen to L Boogie. Peace.